Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Hey, what's up, you sexy bees? You guys know what time it is. It's time for Real Talk. That's right. I know y'all thought that I wasn't going to be here this week. I told y'all it was a maybe. I didn't say a definite no. I said might not be here. Well, we here. I'm out of the D, and I got my co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. What's up, Greg? See, my call's even here, too.
Man, it's been actually a good week. I'm sorry to hear about surgery being postponed, but it's probably best. It is.
That's all right. But I was going to say, what's up with NASCAR? I had not planned on watching NASCAR today, but I was like, oh, let me turn to it. Maybe I shouldn't have turned to it because two red flags for lightning, and then they just went under a caution. They finally finished the first stage. I was just like, dog, what's this? I was like, this is serious, but that's what you get when you do Florida. That's what they were trying to do Florida in March because they knew this would probably happen. And for anybody who's never been in Florida, this is not really a NASCAR issue. This is hurricane season, and I want everybody to understand. If you've never lived in the Gulf States, hurricane season is the worst time to do anything. I mean, nothing goes right during hurricane season. So when this race was scheduled originally for March, the reason being because you're outside of hurricane season and it's cooler. You got to deal with the heat and you have to deal. Florida is notorious for pop-up storms. And the reason being is because, especially where Homestead is, I used to be stationed in Pensacola, and Pensacola is not that far from Homestead, which is right next to the Air Force Base there. And pop-up storms, seriously, you get no warning whatsoever. You get no warning. When these storms come, they will hit you like nothing. And that's why when you ever watch the space shuttle and all that, and they say they have a block to get out because they're coming out of Cape Canaveral, that whole, it's all of Florida. It's no place, put it like this, there's no place that's safe in Florida. And when I say that, I'm not being facetious, I'm being very truthful that Florida is someplace that the humidity will knock you on your ass, especially in the summer.
Yep.
But when you're talking about hurricane season, you are always on high alert during hurricane season. I mean, the fact that they have the lightning strikes and all that, the lightning nearby, well, you can't even play any sports when there's lightning nearby. This is not a NASCAR thing for anybody who says, oh, we're in the car. No, when there's lightning nearby, no sports. Horse racing doesn't go. Soccer doesn't go. Football doesn't go. Baseball doesn't go. Nothing goes because you are talking about people's lives when you're talking about lightning strikes. So they've had two red flags for lightning today. I'm just like, damn, can y'all get it done? Because this has gone on so long that my dog has gone to the groomer. He's back home, and I went and filled up my car and my daughter's car. And NASCAR is just not even halfway through yet. And that tells you, and when it started, they got down one lap and then went into a caution or a red flag. I was just like, really?
Yes.
This is going on? I was laughing. I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because I'm like, this is how it goes, and this is the chances that you take when you this is what COVID-19 has done. This is not even a chance. COVID-19 has caused this. And anybody who thinks I'm being a bitch about it or trying to be funny, COVID-19 caused this shit. Let's just keep it real. Because COVID-19 is cause of what's going on right now.
And
we gotta blame somebody.
True.
I'd rather blame COVID-19. Now, I do want to talk about a jackass move that was almost made. because I have a problem with it, and I am going to talk about it, and I'm not happy. Because
whoa, whoa.
We have a motherfucking, huh?
I said, whoa, whoa.
What'd you say?
Whoa, whoa.
Okay, Juneteenth. For anybody who doesn't know what Juneteenth is, Juneteenth is actually truly the emancipation that African Americans, that's the day, that's our Independence Day. Even though President Lincoln has signed the Emancipation
Correct.
Proclamation a year earlier on the 1st of January, the southern states, in order to get the planting season and everything done, did not tell the slaves that they were free. So the slaves did not find out they were free until June 19th.
Yes.
And that's why it's called Juneteenth. And that is truly the Independence Day that African Americans celebrate, for anybody who does not understand. Well, when you have
yes.
a son of a bitch, and yeah, I'm not holding my tongue because I'm pissed about this. When you have a son of a bitch who decides he wants to go to Tulsa, Oklahoma on Juneteenth, on the anniversary of the massacre on Black Wall Street, really? And then all of a sudden you're going to put back, I really didn't understand, or I wasn't trying to be disrespectful. People were embracing it. Who embraced it? Who the fuck embraced you going there on Juneteenth? Because even the damn white folks on TV knew that it was Juneteenth. So you the most ignorant motherfucker in the country that you didn't know it was Juneteenth? Seriously.
Well,
bitch, it was a calculated move.
I will put it this way. From New York.
That was
who
a calculated move.
In New York would know about Juneteenth?
If they're black, they probably know. Because the Harlem... I mean, a lot of people, even a lot of Africans don't know. But I can tell you, I've known about Juneteenth, and maybe because I studied African American studies. So I've known about Juneteenth. I've raised my children to know about Juneteenth. But even if you don't know, once you hear somebody say it, it's not just a day. And yeah, in the South, it's more prevalent because those are the slaves who found out they were free. But really, all African Americans celebrate it. It's not a Southern thing, because I've heard somebody say, oh, well, that's a Southern thing. No, it's not a Southern
no,
thing.
No, no. No, it's not
Sweetest
Southern.
Sweetest Day.
It's...
Put it like this. Sweetest Day is a Northern thing because it's a made-up motherfucking holiday. Sweetest Day
say
is
that
a
again.
Thing.
Which one?
Sweetest Day. Sweetest Day is in September. And it's a
that.
East Coast Northern thing. Okay, it's like Valentine's
okay.
Day, but it's post, but it falls in September. Again, that's,
okay.
See what I'm saying? That's a thing. Juneteenth is not a Southern thing. Juneteenth is the emancipation of freedom of African Americans in this country. It's not a
Correct.
Southern thing.
Correct.
And
that's
next
from
time somebody
Abraham
continues
Lincoln.
To say, next time somebody tells me it's a thing, no. Sweetest Day is a thing. Juneteenth is not a thing.
No.
Because the majority
That's
of African-Americans
when...
in this country came from the South. You did not have that many free African-Americans.
And I believe
so,
that's when
and I will not say
President
that he
Lincoln
was educated, but...
signed everything into proclamation and everything. Hey. 19th,
June,
guess what?
No, June 19th is when the Southern generals told the slaves they were free, even though they were already free. They had been free for almost 18 months.
Correct.
June 19th is when the fucking Southern folks, because they wanted to get another dog on plantation out of the people because they wanted them to work for free.
Mm-hmm.
See, my whole problem is that people want to know why I got an attitude. No, he ain't ignorant. First of all, I understand what you're saying, but I'm going to respectfully disagree with you for one reason. He's the fucking president of the United States. He has all these black folks around him. They kiss asses. Let's keep it real, because I didn't see them, and I didn't listen to them talk. They're kiss asses. I mean, they might as well just stroke his motherfucking dick and lick his ass. But those black folks knew about Juneteenth, and I know they told him. So I'm going to respectfully disagree with you. Now, if he was just a motherfucker from New York, I can understand. Jackass in the White House who got all these so-called but black people like me around me, you knew what Juneteenth was. Your press secretary knew what Juneteenth was. Well, her little skinny calculated ass, and she's stupid. CNN is going hard on her because she used to work for CNN, and they wouldn't know where the fuck her brain went because she done lost a whole lot of brain cells since she went in that White House. And I didn't know she used to work for CNN, but they've been talking about her. Every now and then they'll start talking about her because they'd be wondering where them brain cells are because she done lost them. It's something about fucking going to the White House now. People lose brain cells. But
yeah.
So for anybody who start, I might be tweeting on Friday because, see, my daughter is in her mood, and I'm going to say this, and I want everybody to understand this, and I'm saying it, and I'm being fucking real about this. I don't care what state you live in. I don't care what nationality you are. On Friday, when black people start firing off fireworks and celebrating, this will not be a good day to get in nobody's face. I'm going to shut that shit up, okay? Because you might get your ass stuck like fucking Karen. Because Karen didn't know what the fuck she was talking to in the gas station that day. So if you want to be considered another fucking Karen, I'm just saying, if you want to be Karen, tell some black folks on June 19th to be quiet with their noise. Because, see, I'm throwing a barbecue like it's the 4th of July, okay? I'm having steak. So I just want everybody to understand. And I'm saying this, and I'm saying this for your own health. I think that you deserve to not be ignorant on Friday. But if you be brave, let's say, you can't say I didn't warn you, okay? I think it's fair. What you think? Don't say I didn't warn
you.
No, that's
fair. I mean, a lot of people don't think and know about what happened in Tulsa because it's been white.
I know about Black Wall Street. But you know what? I learned that in my African-American studies.
It's been pushed underneath the rug for so many years. Now,
like I said, the reason why I know about it is because in my African-American studies, I know everybody said, really? Yes, I'm going to say it because it's the truth. I learned about what happened in Tulsa in my African-American studies when I was going through college. It had not been talked about in my family, but you have to realize I have a grandmother who left the fucking South and said she don't ever want to see it again because she wasn't playing that shit. My grandmother is like that straight up rebel. She like, hell no, I done got caught the N-word one too many times. And she came up north and she never looked back. And that's how our family ended up here. And she came up north in 1963. So when people say, oh, well, my family has always lived. No, my family has not always lived up north. I'm the first person in my family that was born in the north. My mother and my grandmother and all of them was born in the south. Now, my father, his family was from the north, but then my father is part white because my grandfather is half white. So he was a northerner. We don't know how many generations. I know on my mother's side because my great-great-grandmother was her. She was my great-grandmother was born at the end of slavery. And a lot of times people don't understand that her parents were actually slaves and they got their freedom. So on my mother's side, I'm able to go back and actually trace. And anybody who knows about African American history, when you go to the South, the reason why the churches are segregated the way they are is because African Americans were not even allowed to be buried in the same cemeteries as white people. So when you go to the South, especially Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Mississippi, in those states, you will have behind the church cemeteries. And
yes,
you will notice that the black churches, and there will be families. We have our own family cemetery. I mean, when I go down south, I can go to the church that my great-grandmother was baptized in and where my family was raised at, and that's actually where my great-grandmother is buried. She was flown back down south, even though she lived up north with my grandmother. She was flown back down there in 1992 when she passed away, and she's buried next mm-hmm. to her mother and father. And
yeah.
I noticed because everyone in our family except my uncle who passed away in 2002, he was cremated. He was not flown back down there. I don't know if my grandmother will be flown down there. I'm just going to be honest. I do not know if she will be buried in the family cemetery. I don't know if my last aunt that just passed away a couple of years ago, if she's buried there because I didn't go to her funeral. What I do know
right.
is that I know about the family cemeteries. And in that church, when I go, which whenever I go down there and I go to church, somebody always trying to take my hat. And, I mean, they learned that I know how to say no. They learned that I'm not as nice as my southern family. I'm serious. they found it out. I'm not as nice as they are because down south, you can ask me, can I have that? And they take it off. I had a chick walk up to me, and she said, can I have that hat? I said, no. She said, but you're going to buy another one? I said, no, honey, I can't. I said, this hat is custom made. I said, these ain't made in bulk. And
that's it,
she kind of
right
looked
there.
At me. And she kind of looked at me. She was like, I love that hat. I said, I do too. That's why it's on my head. I said, now you can have it for $150. She said, what? I said, that's what I paid for my hat. I said, you got to give me something. She's like, oh, you keep your hair, honey. I said, I know.
All right, now for most white people listening to the show tonight, which is probably none, but women of color and women of horse racing genres, women in, on Easter, women on Easter of color. Oh, no, it's all about that hat. Don't even fuck with that hat because, trust me, that's going to be the biggest and best one out there.
And I've posted pictures of my hat. I mean, I don't have enough room for my, I like hats like I like purses. And I actually had to pull back on buying hats because I realized I don't have enough space for my hat.
Right.
Because my hats are in hat boxes. And I just don't have the space for them. And I've been looking at some hats. I've been looking at some new hats because I'm like, okay.
Oh,
I'm looking at some new hats.
I have seen a small amount of your hats, and it's like, wow. That's a fucking nice hat.
I bought one of my hats. I bought one of my best friends. She passed away, and she loved hats. And I specifically for her funeral went and bought this hat. And everybody mm-hmm. was talking about me in the church. They was like, who? Nobody really knew that I was in the hat. Until they
mm-hmm.
saw me at her funeral. And I still wear that hat. Even though it's a black hat, I still wear that hat. And I wear that hat.
Right.
I call it my funeral hat. I also wore that hat to my grandfather's funeral when he passed. And the hat is also a show of respect, if anybody doesn't understand. If you see a woman at a funeral with a hat on, it serves two purposes. To cover her face because she ain't trying to mess up her makeup and have nobody see her crying. And it's a sign of respect for the person who's passed away. Because if you will notice that she will be the only person in the church who does not, women who wear hats to church do not take their hats off. Men, you better take your hat off. But a woman walk up in the church
yep.
with a hat on, she's not taking it off.
Correct.
And normally big hats are worn. Like I said, cover the face, because I have pulled down the brim to cover my face many a times in church. Now when I'm going to family reunions and we're going to church, I have a different hat that I wear. And that's the one that people always try to take. And I'm like, nah,
right.
Get your hands up off my hat. You know, now I've got to lose weight because I can't fit the dress that I got the hat to go with. So I will be back dropping some LBs, but that will be happening. But Randy is holding, so I'm going to bring Randy in because I done got out my system, but I want to talk about Karen and stuff more. And if anybody does know about Karen, I'll explain who Karen is. Hey, Randy, how you doing?
Hey, beautiful, how you doing?
I'm all right.
How
are you doing, Randy?
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
I'm doing awesome, dude.
Yeah, I'm doing okay. I just, this past week, I can't get this out of my head. This past weekend, five people got shot in the area in Baltimore, where I am. I don't go out anyway, so I hear about it on the news, and it was a crowd of people, and as soon as you hear five shots, people went running out of the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
This sort of like sucks. This world's going
were
nuts.
Were you protesting?
No, I wasn't out there. I just hear about it on the news.
Oh, okay.
Sure, I'm not that stupid.
I'm just trying to figure out and, know what you heard and what you did and, go from there.
Well, it is figured some parts of Maryland are open. I don't think so. I mean, as long as this pandemic is far from over, I'm keeping my ass in.
Right.
That's as far as I'm concerned. But other than that, I'm just glad you guys are safe wherever you are.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and I'm here to talk about Karen because Karen needs her ass beat.
Okay.
For anybody who doesn't know who Karen is, Karen is the name for stupid white people. White women, not people. Stupid white women. See, Karen, the first one of the Karens was in Central Park, and Karen better be glad that she didn't get her ass beat because, see, Karen deserved her ass beat. Karen is the person who called the police on the guy who was bird watching who asked her to put her dog back on the chain.
Yes.
He's videotaping her, and she doesn't care, and she calls and says, "This black man is threatening me and my dog." Karen no longer has a job because she's stupid. Because her employer called it.
Yeah, and she lost her dog.
Yeah.
No,
she
got her dog back. They gave her back her dog.
She turned the dog in, lost her job, and all that. And it's like, yep, you're that fucking stupid, you dumbass.
Yeah.
But this goes back to where white people, not all, so when anybody says, I did not say all. A
Correct.
Good number of white people know that if they call the police on a black person, that black person is going to die. Because
Or
get hurt or arrested or get a felony because white people don't lie. And this is a problem that I have. My
Correct.
Problem is that you will lie because you don't want to do the right thing. First of all, your dog was off the chain. Why the fuck is your dog off the chain in Central Park? That was not a dog park. You were in regular Central Park. I'm sure I've never been to Central Park that much, but I'm sure Central Park has like a dog park within Central Park. Shit, they got every damn thing else in Central Park. They probably got a dog park.
Yeah.
Why your dog is loose, I don't understand. And if Karen, if you're listening, let me explain something to you. Yeah, I'm from Michigan, but guess what? We have dog parks here. And even in Michigan, we cannot have our dogs loose. If our dogs are loose and they do something, we get in trouble. We have dog parks for that reason. There's two dog parks near me. There's another dog park that I've taken my dogs to. We have dog parks. That's where you're allowed to have your dog loose at, Karen, is in the dog park, not in Central Park in New York. But now you don't have a job. And then you got Karen in Arizona. Karen in Arizona done gone a lot of time out. She's the manager of a store until somebody quit filming and got the shit slapped out of her. And now she's claiming mental illness. Okay, I'm sorry. Racism is not mental illness. And talking about your house got broken into and that's what. Okay, I'm sorry. Your house being broken into, there are plenty of people who have had their homes broken into. I've had my home broken into. And guess what? That does not mean that I go around and say every single black person is a racist. I assume that the person who broke in my house was black. I'm almost positive who it was. But am I fearful of, was I leery of going in my home? Yeah, until when they got me a big-ass dog, and I said, okay, motherfuckers, y'all want to come back in, meet my new friend. My house never got broken into again. I no longer live in that home. Yes, it's traumatizing to have your home broken into, but that does not give you a right to tell somebody to go back to where they came from. Those two don't even go together. That was the stupidest shit I done heard. Karen, come up with a better lie. Because, Karen, first of all, you got the shit snapped out of you because you grabbed that girl. Everything's on video.
Right.
Your husband said he wasn't going to press charges, but the whole thing is that you got this girl more afraid because if you would have called the police on her, you were going to lie. You didn't know how to handle getting the shit snapped out of you. That's what you didn't know how to handle. And for all you other Karens, you can get the shit snapped out of you also. Because guess what? Nothing, just because you have a jackass in the White House who has you thinking that you could do what the fuck you want to people who are not white, I have said it over and over and over and over again. Don't let that motherfucker get your ass kicked. Do not let him get your ass kicked because he's not going to be there to save you when you get your ass kicked. This is the motherfucker who went running like a scared bitch to the fucking bunker in the White House and claimed, oh, I was just checking it out as a routine checkout. Bitch, please, I'm
bullshit.
Not that stupid.
We all know this bullshit.
You ran like a scared bitch because they brought that shit to the White House because you was talking shit. Don't let that motherfucker get your ass kicked. Because guess what? The National Guard ain't going to come help you. Do not let this man, with his racist ass talking and attitude, get your ass kicked. And if you think that the protesting is going to stop, it's not going to stop. Because the police are not learning. Atlanta just killed a guy. So I want everybody to understand, if you think the protesting is going away, it's not going to go away. There has to be some really significant change. So don't think that, in a few weeks this is going to go away. No, it's not going to go away. We're not going to stop talking. I'm not going to stop talking. Am I going to sit here and make the highlight of my conversation every day? No. But rest assured, don't think that you're going to be able to distract anyone by saying anything else. Because as long as you have quite a few white officers who think that it is tell us free, think this is the purge, basically y'all think it's the purge. And I've always said this. Well, I haven't said it, but I've always thought it. That it was kill a nigga day. I felt that for a long time. When this jackass got in office, I knew there was going to be problems. I knew that when the woman who walked with my mother, a white woman told her that she thought that she was going to get a free maid when this motherfucker got in office, that that was the attitude that was going on in Caucasian America. Because you got too many of y'all who now raise fucking racist children, and I'm letting you know, for all you racists, from 10 years old up to 110, your day has come. Because the generations that are woke are not playing. Ain't nobody trying to come beat your ass. All they want is what's right. That's all I want is what's right. I don't want to hop in my car and have to worry about the police. And anybody who knows me knows I'm quick to say what I don't like about the police. And I will question the police. Have I had a gun drawn on me? I've had them come up with their fucking hand on a pistol at me over a fucking traffic stop. I've had white cops in police stations try to boss up on me in front of other cops and realize that I wouldn't want to back down in a police station. No. White officers who carry a gun realize it's done. And the culture and police unions, yes, y'all got too much damn power. So I believe in police reform. I'm not about busting up the police departments. There needs to be reform. I am pro-union, but I'm anti-abuse of union. And the police union is like the fucking Teamsters used to be. They're controlling everything, and that's why Camden, New Jersey broke up the union that came in with new stuff and changed their police department. And Camden, New Jersey is the example that the rest of the country needs to go by. Because if you're a police officer and you kill a person and it is not a justifiable killing, you need to lose your pension and you need to be able to be sued. Right now you have this damn immunity. There is systematic racism in all walks of life and jobs. You can go, most of the corporate, the Fortune 500 companies, you do not have black people at the top. Systematic racism is very persistent in this country. And for anybody who does not want to accept it or admit it, you're part of the problem. You're not part of the solution. It's there. When you walk into the grocery store, 9 times out of 10, the manager at that grocery store is white.
Right.
When you go into Macy's or these other places,
white.
The manager is white. The manager at CVS, Rite Aid, Walgreens,
white.
Dwayne Wade, or the Dwayne Reed, whatever store you go into, 9 times out of 10, that manager is white. And then when you're talking about educated black people, do you know that I have lost promotions to a fucking uneducated white person? I have a bachelor's degree. But yet and still, I've had people tell me I don't know what the fuck I'm doing and I got to do 10 times better with a motherfucker who don't even know how to write proper English. And all they got is a high school degree, high school diploma. So if you don't think there's a problem with that, because I was raised, go to college, you get a better job. I went to college, and I still get passed over. I have a damn good job, don't get me wrong. But I should be making more, but I'm not making more because white people with nothing but a high school diploma, and because of who they know, they got it. I've watched 5 different white people get promoted because they were good with the white manager. Not because they knew how to do the job, because I've had to go back behind these motherfuckers and tell them the work that they've done. So systematic racism is very persistent in this country. And I'm not going to sit here and spend my whole damn hour talking about systematic racism and fucking Karen and the motherfucking stupid ass in the White House in Juneteenth. But I want everybody to understand. The protests are not going away. People are not going to stop protesting until there are concrete changes. And until Congress makes this damn chokehold illegal and the Senate agrees with it and the fucking jackass signs it, you're going to have a problem. They just enacted a law. This motherfucker just signed an executive order telling insurance companies they no longer have to give coverage to transgender people. The Supreme Court is getting ready to decide something that shouldn't be done, but now they're going to be able to decide if your employer can discriminate against you if you're transgender or gay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody's talking about that. Now your insurance company doesn't have to cover you if you're transgender? He signed the fucking executive order saying that. What the fuck is up with that? I'm not transgender, but I feel that if you pay for health insurance, you should get your coverage.
Yep.
Yes.
What you have chosen to do with your body has nothing to do with insurance. And now you're going to be refused service because you're transgender? You're telling hospitals, oh, if this person come in and they identify as a male but they were born a female, you got the right to refuse them?
Mm-hmm. And that's wrong.
So for anybody who thinks that this is just one thing for me, no. And everybody knows I'm not transgender, but that doesn't mean that I want them to be treated wrong. Everybody needs to be treated fairly. So
agreed.
Everything that happened under the Obama administration, he signed executive orders to get rid of it. I will be the first one to say the Affordable Care Act needed to be tweaked because it's not perfect, but it's better than what we had before.
Mm-hmm.
And you're rolling it back with nothing to replace it. People are losing medical coverage because of what this jackass did. Nobody's talking about the number of people who don't have health insurance now because of him. But you know what they want to say? It's because of the Affordable Care Act. No, you repealed the fucking Affordable Care Act and had nothing in its place. People are now worse than they were. And now you're telling hospitals and doctors and health insurance companies that they don't have to cover transgender people if they don't want to?
Yeah, he ought to be
shot.
Guess
what? The next thing you're going to do is say, hey, you ain't got to service black people. You ain't got to service women. So for anybody who thinks that I'm up on my high horse, you're damn right I'm up on it. I'm up on it for a reason. I can't make nobody vote the way I want them to vote. But I can tell you one damn thing. If you're happy with what's in there, shame on you. And if you're black and you're happy with what's in there, triple shame on you.
So like Uncle Ben? Carson, that is.
Because this individual does not have the African American community interest at all. As a matter of fact, he don't have white people's interest at all. Because the only interest he has is that his millionaire friend. That's who's benefited from all this.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not willing to suck his dick and lick his ass and never tell him no, you're an enemy. He doesn't like my governor. You know, she's that woman. He won't even say her name. She's just that woman. He can't stand the mayor of Seattle or the mayor of D.C. or the mayor of Chicago or the mayor of Atlanta. And you know why? Because these are all people who stood up to him and told him that he's wrong. He went to, what is it, Dallas and had a meeting with the black leadership there, but you didn't. Because you didn't talk to the prosecuting attorney, the sheriff, or somebody else, and they were all black. But you wanted to get an understanding. But your top law enforcement in that city is black, and you didn't talk to them. Yeah, I'm trying to unite black people. Let me have a conversation. That would be like me saying, I want to get a conversation about white folks and me not talking to David Duke. or Billy Graham. But I'm gonna talk to Greg because Greg understand me, and I'm gonna go talk to other white folks who understand me. But David Duke, I'm gonna leave you out of it, and Billy Graham, I'm gonna leave you out of it, and Lindsey Graham, I'm gonna leave you out also. I ain't gonna talk to somebody who can actually tell me some shit. Fuck you look like. You didn't, wait a minute, when was the last time he had a conversation with Al Sharpton? Or Jesse? or Elijah Cummings or any of these black senator women. No, he is talking to the one black senator because that's a Republican. Talking about they coming up with a good deal and you listening to the one black. One black person that reflects, you know, one black person does not represent all black people, just like one white person does not represent all white people. But the one thing that this country was not on, this country is supposed to be land of the free and the brave because they left a dictatorship. That's why we don't have kings and queens here. But this motherfucker thinks he's the motherfucking king. He thinks he's the dictator.
Because dictatorships
sick the military on civilians. So, all I can say is that I'm up on my high horse. I'm tired. I'm aggravated. But you know what? I'm still here, and I ain't going nowhere. Now, today is that motherfucker's birthday. I received a text message today from a group of my friends, and they were telling us to do something that I considered that I decided I wasn't going to participate. And they were saying, text him, not text him, but
tweet
him happy birthday with a picture of President Obama. Well, guess what? I have better things to do. For one, we're talking about an ignorant ass right here, so I could see the Secret Service coming after a number of people. Now, I don't think people think that he's that ignorant. See, when you know that you're dealing with an ignorant person, you got to look at how ignorant they're going to be. Now, that tweet, happy birthday with a picture of President Obama, is harmless. There's no threat to it.
Right.
But we're not dealing with an average person here. This person will probably go through any, many, many more pixel tweets and say, I feel threatened by these people and had a Secret Service. Do you really want to deal with the fucking Secret Service over some dumb, over a dumb fucking tweet that has no meaning whatsoever other than to fuck with an individual because he's ignorant? I ain't got time to deal with the Secret Service, but I know I'm dealing with an ignorant individual. So why would I even take the time to possibly be on his target list and have my life turned upside down? Because, see, when the Secret Service come fuck with you, I'm ex-military. When the Secret Service fucks with you, it's not like they come and say, hey, how you doing, and it's done. No, they get all up in your business, and up in your business for about 3 or 4 months until they prove that you're no longer a threat.
Yep.
That's what they have to do.
And that's it.
Don't have time.
You do not mess with Secret Service, period.
And I understand that Twitter said, let's fuck with him and all this. But let me tell you something. Y'all don't understand. My grandchildren are more mature than this man. My grandchildren are 2 and 3. They have more sense than him.
Yeah,
so
like
when
your
I'm dealing with people who don't have the common sense of my grandchildren, why would I sit here and go to that level? Because even my grandchildren know when to stop. See, some people say, are you smarter than a fifth grader? I want to say, are you smarter than a toddler? Because he's not smarter than a toddler. Being smarter than a fifth grader is too good.
Yeah, at least your grandkids not only are smarter than he is, they're not wearing diapers.
Well, one might be, I don't know. But
I think he is. Come on, the guy's over 70 years old.
Hold up now, because see, my mom and daddy both 70, and they ain't neither one of them wearing diapers either. And my great grandma, my grandmother is 92, and she's not wearing diapers either. So we're going to have to hold back on the diapers because, see, one day, and I mean, age has nothing to do with wearing diapers. There are things, but I'm just telling you, no. I'm not going to sit here and say because his age he's wearing diapers. I ain't going there. I will say that he's not smarter than a toddler. But his urinary problems and all that, I wouldn't know. Because my mama and daddy are both in their 70s, and they're not wearing diapers. And my grandmother is 92, and she's not wearing a diaper.
Well, at least you have parents. At least you have parents. At least you have both your parents.
Yes, I do.
My kids only got one living parent. I got one living parent. She's pushing 80. And still look good. And still look good. Just my mother still looks good at close to 80.
And I'm sure she's not wearing diapers either.
No. She ain't that stupid. My mom ain't that stupid.
Well, it doesn't matter, Randy. I mean, at least you have one parent left. I have none.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, you better count your blessings with one and show her that you love her every fucking day.
You better believe I would. Shoot.
Well, you better.
As far as I'm concerned, my mom is way better than way better than this president.
Well, that's the thing. You got to be there, man. You got to do it.
But
no, no. Go
I want Karen to understand.
Wait. What is this Karen? Is this a new thing? I mean, I always thought when I was growing up, I think Karen is a regular girl's name.
It is.
What is this? A new thing now?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say I'm not hip with today's culture, but I am very hip with today's culture. But what is it? Karen's a new thing now?
Karen is the new ignorant white woman.
Yeah, and I met a lot of ignorant white women long before Karen, before the term Karen. I've met a lot of ignorant white women.
Well, Karen, I think, Miss Lee, isn't that the one with the white cat?
I'm sorry, what did you say, Greg?
Isn't Karen the one with the white cat? That has
the white what?
Going back and forth. The white cat?
I'm not sure where they got Karen from, but Karen is just ignorant.
Yeah.
Karen is a new form of racism. So Karen is the one who called the police on the little girl for having a lemonade stand.
Right.
Karen is the one who clutches her purse in the elevator. Karen is that bitch in Central Park. Karen is in Arizona, and it is, and to all the people who are really named Karen, and a number of people come out and say, hey, we're sorry that your name is Karen, but, you got to realize you got Karen and you got Becky. Becky with the good hair and Karen.
Yeah.
So, Karen is the new racist white woman.
Uh-huh.
And
now that I finally know what that is.
Yeah.
And Karen
is also the woman who told the Asian girl to go back to her country and said, we don't want you here in California. The old lady. Now, first of all, that Karen should have been stopping and asking the old girl about her workout routine, because I don't know if anybody saw, but that girl that was working out on the steps in California, first of the gyms were closed. And she's going to say, you need to go to a gym. Okay, the gyms are closed in California. First of all, Karen, you look like you, your thighs rubbing, and they've been rubbing for a while. You walked through her workout, and all she said was Jesus. She didn't call you a bitch. She said Jesus. You went off on her. Then criticized what she was wearing. First of all, I can tell you, that little girl was in excellent fucking shape, and she lucky that she ain't, Karen lucky she didn't get the shit slapped out of her, because, see, she told her, and even told her, my family is going to come kick your ass there now looking for her, because she threatened this girl. And she said, you videotape this and you put it on Facebook, my whole family is going to come kick your fucking ass, and everybody is going to hate you, and they're going to kick your ass.
Yeah.
Really, Karen? And then as she's walking away, still calling her stupid and telling her, hey, we're back in California, and why aren't you in the gym? Again, I want to know what the girl, I want to know her workout routine, and I want to know how she in such good shape, because when I was watching her go back and forth on that one damn step, I'm like, okay, I'm jealous. I'm not mad at you. I'm jealous because I would love to be able to go back and forth on one step the way she was going. What she was doing is what I used to do when I was in my 20s, when I would work out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my idea of stepping up a step is stepping, is walking up the stairs and taking a break and walking back down and taking a break. Not going back and forth like I'm doing suicides on fucking steps. Oh, I ain't mad at that little girl. Like I said, Karen should have been saying, can you show me how you do that? Because I want to know how the fuck she was doing it so quick. And all she was doing was videotaping her workout routine.
Hey, man.
Again, I'm telling you, I looked at the girl's workout, and I was more interested. I was like, okay. But, I mean, I'll rewind it, not to say what the fuck Karen said. I was like, what was she doing? Okay, can I do that? I'm still trying to figure out how to do it, because I'm going to be able to do that. That's what I'm jealous about, okay? I want to be able to do that. But the police are looking for Karen, because she did threaten her and told her she was going to kick her ass. Okay, first of all, the little girl didn't say nothing to her. And if Karen would have sat on her, she would have been hurting, because Karen wasn't no little bitty person, but she wasn't no big, big person either. I mean, Karen would have sat on me and hurt me, okay? So I'm just keeping it real. Karen got some issues. And if I come across a Karen, it ain't gonna be cute. I probably lose my freedom, because see, Karen that got stopped in Arizona, Karen threatening folks in California, Karen calling the police and lying in New York. Karen, when you gonna learn? You got some issues. And I got a question, and I know can't nobody answer this. I went to Ollie's today. Ollie's is a discount store. It's kind of like Big Lots.
Yeah.
Now, I went up in there because, like, once every 4 or 5 months, they'll send a coupon saying 15% off your entire purchase. Now, normally I go up in there for junk food. I'm not in no junk food mood. So I was like, well, maybe they'll have, like, some Roundup or something I could get for my yard. I went up in there. You would have thought that it was a free-for-all or that they were going out of business. That store was so goddamn empty. I was like, damn. The only thing they had was like 2 pallets of hand sanitizer. And it was the hand sanitizer that was made after the regular hand sanitizer. So it's the one, you know, they start putting hand sanitizer in the fake liquor bottles and stuff. And I'm looking like, okay, I got hand sanitizer, so I'm not trying to get that. And you can tell wasn't nobody buying no hand sanitizer because they didn't got comfortable.
Uh-huh.
I still have hand sanitizer, and I'm still, like, buying hand sanitizer every now and then, but I'm, like, still getting my Clorox wipes and stuff because this shit is not over. We're going to get a second wave. If anybody don't think we're getting a second wave, y'all wrong. We're going to get a second wave, and you need to be prepared for it. I'm preparing for it. I'm going to buy me a few more things of Clorox wipes as soon as they come out because I need to have this stuff on hand. And a little bit more of hand sanitizer, even though I have enough, but I stock three houses. So when I buy stuff, I have to think of the three houses that I'm stocking, not just my one. So y'all heard it here first, or second or third, or whenever you heard it. We're going to have a second wave.
Amen.
But we got two more shows after this. We're going to be on our summer break. Probably towards the end of July, I will be on Facebook Live. So for anybody who thinks that they will have a break during the summer, yeah, you'll have a break during the summer. But for there will only be one day a week, like on Saturday, and Facebook Live will not be a typical show. Facebook Live will be all about V's After Dark and toys.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be featured products that will be on special just for that one day. So for anybody who thinks that they will go buy something or say, I'll wait till next week to get it, I advise y'all to get y'all little prepaid debit cards filled up, your credit cards on ready, because literally at midnight the price will change back to regular price.
Right.
Plain and simple. And it's only going to be so many available of each one. So I want everybody to hear this now. It's not like you're going to be able to go the next day and say, oh, I'll get it then. That's not how it's going to work. But again, I will be tweeting when I'm going to be on Facebook Live so that people will know it's not. I'm not just going to pop up because I want people to actually see what's going on. And then people will be able to go to the website. And if they want a certain product to be featured, I need to get a number of responses. I can't have one person say, I want this to be featured. They're going to have to send responses, you know, post on the Facebook. On my Facebook page or tweet and say, we want this, you know, and those are the ones that will be featured. I'm not just going to go because somebody says, anybody who says they want like some $300 toy to be featured, don't think that it's going to go down to little or nothing. If it's a $300 toy, you're going to probably pay about $250 for it. So, understand, it would behoove you to want something that you're really going to buy to be featured and be prepared to have the money. But we got less than a minute, almost a minute left, and I want everybody to have a good week. We got two more weeks. Juneteenth is on Friday. So happy Juneteenth to everybody because we're going to have fun. I'm going to be having fun on Juneteenth. My neighbor has already been prepared. We're shooting off fireworks. Well, we're talking about shooting off fireworks. We may or may not. But we're going to be partying. Now, it's going to probably be only me and my daughter because we can't throw no parties here. But y'all going to think it's a fucking party because it's Juneteenth on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that Juneteenth will probably carry all fucking weekend depending on where you're at.
Right.
I know it'll be probably Friday and Saturday for me. I'm probably going to barbecue Friday afternoon, probably barbecue on Saturday. But I want everybody to have a great week. And remember, Juneteenth is on Friday. We got two more shows left. We'll be on hiatus until September 12th. So remember, last two shows, you never know what we're going to talk about. I will be keeping it real. Have a great week, everyone.
Bye.
Y'all. Y'all be good, man.
Yo. We should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex.